The light blue bar is a very important number in there. That's the money that we haven't counted yet. So this is the job that we have to do. We need to figure out how to recover those costs as we move forward. To give you an idea of the challenges that you face when you're trying to cut costs, this is just a simple representative example of growth in infrastructure. This is storage measured in terabytes for two data centers, one in Chicago and one in Urbana, and you can see the growth in the things that we store related to our business processes. These are measured in terabytes, and these are all of the information that results from the approximately 10 million business transactions that we do at the university every year. Now, while these numbers are actually small in comparison to the amount of storage that you need for digital media or for doing high-end research, they are instructive because they show the same trends as everything else in that demand for IT services is increasing all the time. So there's many examples of how IT is organized through a university. This representation is from the recent Huron report, but you can find similar charts in other IT consultant reports, universities, and national organizations like the one called EDUCAUSE, which is the national IT organization. Rather than use terms like centralized or decentralized, some of these organizations use terms like enterprise or local or core and edge. But regardless, the idea is the same. Some IT services are delivered better at greater size and scale, and some are delivered better as close to the customer as possible. Consistent with President Hogan's objectives, Huron states at the bottom of the slide, the organizational ideal state is a flexible organization that efficiently provides for common needs but allows flexibility for local units to accommodate unique needs. The structure provides roles for both decentralized and centralized IT professionals, and our role is to determine what's the best fit for the University of Illinois. Which leads to the ECIO role, Executive CIO. So my role, as described by the President, is to improve enterprise IT services and reduce the cost of delivering those services. The org chart is very difficult to read, but it shows that the central IT, campus CIOs, and the Associate Vice President for AITS report to the Executive CIO, or myself. The individual CIOs at the campuses continue to provide services for their respective campuses, and now they work together across the campuses to maximize efficiency and effectiveness. The changes in these reporting lines are for the central or enterprise IT offices, and it does not change the reporting lines of IT professionals through the colleges or the other departments throughout the university. At present, approximately one-third of the total IT professionals now report through the Office of the Executive CIO. Our job as enterprise IT providers is to support the academic policies and the strategies of the departments, colleges, and campuses throughout the university by providing that IT infrastructure. Having clicky problems today. So quickly, how are we delivering IT services throughout the university? The ones in blue are the offices at a campus that reports to the Executive CIO. So starting with Springfield, the one in the blue, Information Technology Services, provides the network and applications and central services for Springfield. The other ones in black are representative examples of other IT service providers that do not report to the Executive CIO. And these are just representative because there's too many of them to put on the slide, so I just wanted to give you a flavor for those types of units. Moving to Chicago, the Central IT Group, again in blue, has a similar role as it does in Springfield. And additionally, there's groups that are not inside the Central IT that provide web development and local education technology. Because the Chicago campus is much bigger than the Springfield campus, there's also departmental units that provide local desktop support and software support. And there's a large component of unit-level IT its job is to provide domain-specific or research support directly to faculty members. Moving on to Urbana. Urbana is similar to Chicago and Springfield in that there's a central IT group and then many service providers throughout the colleges and departments. But because of the scale of operations at Urbana, there's also several larger IT groups with for specific centers and departments, and in this we've shown the examples of LAS and also NCSA. Comparison between our three campuses is also reflected by national organizations like EDUCAUSE, and benchmarking from EDUCAUSE shows that the smaller institutions tend towards greater centralization, larger institutions tend towards greater decentralization. Moving to university administration, there's similar to Springfield, most of the IT staff within UA are concentrated in the central IT group. And as with the campuses, there's also smaller IT groups for specific business units represented in university administration. So although I don't have the time to go over this today, there's many sources of benchmarking and comparison. Indiana University has about 15 years of experience evolving their centralized IT structure. University of Michigan is completing an IT governance plan. The group Gartner compares corporate and educational IT structures, and EDUCAUSE does a yearly survey that benchmarks against different IT groups. And if anyone's ever interested in those data, I can provide them. So at present, if I can get back, thank you. We're taking immediate action to improve the maturity of IT governance throughout the university. The goal is to create new avenues of input, advice, and decision-making from throughout the university related to information technology. IT governance is used to guide continuous investment of IT, and as was pointed out from ARR, Huron, the president, and many other reports throughout the campuses over the past few years. So what is IT governance? It's kind of two processes embedded within each other. In the middle one, you see gears for collecting ideas, discussing them, prioritizing them, and when they're prioritized, they get kicked out to the outer circle where we can then execute them, monitor them, schedule them, and then report back. So why is this difficult? I know this is an extremely busy slide, but it's intentionally so. The things on the left, those are representatives of our customers, so all of the people that are demanding IT services throughout the university. On the right, those are the IT providers. So the question with IT governance is how do you structure the relationships between these people for quality discussion and decision making so that ideas come in the top and projects and strategies come out of the bottom. Collecting ideas is a bit of a challenge at the university. Between our students and our employees, there's about 100,000 customers that can have ideas about what we should be doing with information technology. So if you can construct governance groups that can sift through these ideas and then produce strategies and projects where most people agree with them and you get to implement them, your governance process is doing a great job. So where are we now with IT governance? Springfield is the most mature of the organizations. Their governance process is documented on a website if you'd like to visit it. Chicago has just completed assembling five groups across the campus for IT governance, and their first meeting is on June 23rd. And in the past few weeks, Urbana has just started governance workshops to get 60 people talking together about the strategies for Urbana. Urbana has also assigned Dean John Unsworth to chair a committee over the summer to create the IT governance process for the Urbana campus. Lastly, I'd like to talk about expenses. These next two slides are examples of IT expenses that are in progress that we've made by estimating IT expenditures throughout the university. Going back to my first slide, because of the distribution, counting IT is extremely complex at a university. The purchasing is decentralized at the departments, and they use different methods for procuring and coding IT within the purchasing system. In some cases, IT purchases are part of another purchase or something that uses a non-IT code to buy it, so the IT is not separable from the other things that we're buying. There's also non-IT items that are used by IT professionals to do IT projects, and those aren't coded at all as a way that we can count them. In this one, we have five years of data that are represented in the slide. And while the magnitude may be an estimate, the relative distribution over the past 5 years is evidence because the same methodology was used to produce all five of those graphs. Specifically in this one, it includes spending in all IT-related account codes within our purchasing system, payroll expenses for IT-related jobs, and all expenses for what we've identified internally as an IT-related unit. The colors show the different expense categories, for example, software, hardware, and personnel. And green is personnel in these, and it's the largest of the bar. We're always working to improve this, the measurement of IT, and I hope to bring back additional measurements for you in the future. I would note that it's been relatively flat over the past 5 years. So as many organizations show that IT expenses drift about 5% each year, the University of Illinois in aggregate has done a good job maintaining IT expenditures. This is the same data that's shown by funding source as opposed to spending category. So for example, state funds, grants and gifts, and auxiliary enterprises are in these data. The purple bar represents the state funds, and that's the largest category across them. These were all taken from an Excel spreadsheet that we actually point against a data warehouse that has all of the expenses from everything the university has bought over the past 5 years. So if there's particular ways that this data needs to be sliced and diced and presented, we can use that data to produce it for the board. Backing out just the spending within the executive CIO central units, between UA, Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield, we spend about $81.5 million between those units. If we use the benchmarking data from EDUCAUSE, we can find that the average for a single campus, not a university system, is about $65 million. You can compare this to the approximately $36 spent centrally at Champaign-Urbana, and if you'd like, you can add in the university administration AITS expense. The total is still about $9 million short of what's reported as the average across the Big Ten universities. Consistent with the ARR report, this might indicate that we should be investing in more coordinated enterprise solutions that would help reduce the number of unnecessarily duplicative services throughout the university. And I purposely say unnecessarily because there are good reasons why redundancy is embedded into universities, particularly as it relates to discipline-specific support. So our next steps. Going back to my David Letterman theme, we have a top 10 list from EDUCAUSE. The EDUCAUSE group every year puts together the top 10 issues related to higher education. And there's always a high degree of correlation between this list and what happens at the University of Illinois. I'd point out particularly IT funding is at the top, IT governance is towards the middle, and strategic planning is towards the bottom, but they're all on the top 10, and they're all priorities for us. So what can we do to address all of these in our solutions? Completing our IT governance for advice and decision making, integrating our IT planning with the university strategic planning, which was discussed earlier today, developing more enterprise roles throughout the university, and thinking of ARR not as just a report, but a methodology for continuous improvement throughout the university. Some specific project examples, just to dive a little bit deeper in there, we're working on an IT leadership training program, which would get IT professionals from all three campuses together to learn about their peers. We are starting a new project on identity management, which would allow all of those 100,000 customers a way to have one set of credentials to access all of the services throughout the University of Illinois. And then we are making an effort to look at our business processes before we decide to buy new software. Next steps for me, completing the IT governance, improving our performance measures so that we can report to the president and the board, formalizing our process improvement services that we offer throughout the university, integrating our IT planning into the rest of the university's strategic planning process, developing a methodology for how we understand, advertise, and use our services throughout the university, and then finally engage in more of those enterprise-wide IT projects. That's what I have for my presentation, and I stand for any questions that you might have for me.
May I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
So you started out, and I know the genesis of this was the ARR. We're not going to call it a report, but a continuous improvement process. But there was a targeted amount of cost savings that we expected to achieve from
Yes.
the work that you're doing. Do you think that's still a good target, or do you think we can exceed it?
It's easy to answer that question, yes. But because not all of the expenses report through the same places throughout the university, it's difficult to say how those savings get redistributed.
Okay.
So Yes, I truly believe that we'll save close to $20 million. And my guess is that if we added up the savings we've gotten so far and went into the college levels and could count them accurately, we'd be getting very close to that. But what we're finding is that every dollar is saved, it goes almost